Welcome to the One Thing Global Leadership Summit podcast. Hi, I'm Daniel Lim, your host. Today, we're going to be discussing how prayer fueled the Bible movement around the nations of the earth. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Today, we have a special guest with me, Dr. Roy Peterson, the President and CEO of the American Bible Society, and we are here on site in their beautiful campus right around the Liberty Bell and the Independence Hall in Philadelphia. Roy, I was so touched this morning when you invited me to your morning prayer meeting where you gathered all your staff for morning prayer and devotion. And it happens every morning. What is driving you to lead this organization that way?
Daniel, and thank you for being with us this morning. It's a beautiful time for our staff to gather every day at 8:40 in the morning. We have started every morning since we opened this campus in Philadelphia with prayer. And we're building a culture of prayer. We're acknowledging our dependence on God. We're demonstrating that we have faith in God and that we're asking Him to do great things through us and His Word. And so prayer is basically expression of our understanding of God and His character. As an individual, I realized as a young believer that my personal life, my walk with Christ was based upon it was so critical that I had input from His Word every day and that I had time in prayer every day. Those were life-giving to me as an individual, as a young believer. And so now that I'm a leader, I want to lead a new generation into discovering how important God's Word is for their life and vitality, and how you cannot live without prayer. And so we're building our ministry, our personal lives, and then corporately in ministry built upon prayer.
And I'm just honestly impressed, not only that you have daily prayer meeting to start off your day, you have a whole prayer department that you actually believe to pay people to oversee the mobilization of prayer. And so obviously you believe it's a good investment from an executive management standpoint. And you have been a leader in multiple organizations, in Wycliffe, in the Seed Company, and now the American Bible Society. What sort of impact have you seen since you prioritize prayer? What sort of a move of God and breakthrough have you seen?
We are attempting incredible change. This is a 200-year-old organization that's been publishing the Bible for more than two centuries. And we are moving this organization to be in the digital, to be communicating with the new generation, to be making the scriptures available for college students and for young people, to see a breakthrough of scripture engagement in our nation. So we know that this is something that needs spiritual power of God at work, of the Holy Spirit moving in His Word in this nation. We see our nation moving away from God, and we want to create a movement back towards God, working, of course, with the church across this land. And so for us, the mobilization of prayer was absolutely essential to see, and we're seeing it happen. So to answer your question, we're seeing a growth in Bible translation globally. American Bible Society is growing in amazing ways its footprint and its portfolio of translation for people groups that have never had God's Word. We're seeing the power of God's Word to go into the most dangerous places in the world for healing, trauma, terror, for people who've been deeply harmed by abuse. God's Word is bringing healing to the traumatized around the world. And we've now trained 8,000 trainers to be out equipping the church around the world to bring healing to the brokenhearted.
Through the Word of God.
Through the Word of God.
It's all remarkable.
It's 300 passages of Scripture that are there very specifically chosen for the wounded heart. And then lastly, we're seeing a breakthrough here in America. And we know that it's based in prayer, that that's the only way that can happen.
I heard rumors that prayer has brought tremendous unity among the Bible translation movement. that there has been acceleration.
Oh, all 10 major Bible agencies. Yeah, thank you for highlighting that. This is a miracle. The 10 major Bible agencies of the world are working together in partnership. In fact, we've been gathering
in an unprecedented way.
We've been meeting together every month
Wow. For
8 years now.
Wow.
We have a monthly meeting where we literally get together face-to-face to strategize and plan on how to finish the Bible translation globally. And it's accelerating the translation task.
Remarkable. So there's another area I'm really intrigued about, which I love to pick your brain, which is, you know, you identify yourself as a custodian and steward of the Word movement, the Bible movement.
Yes.
At the International House of Prayer, we're coming from the angle of prayer.
Yes.
I know that the praying people need the diet of word
right.
in a tremendous way.
That's right.
So,
and we know those of us in the Word movement know we need a foundation and a deep commitment to prayer. And so we're linked together at the hip. The prayer movement and the Word movement are directly linked to one another.
So one way I would see it, I would love to see how you see the connection.
Mm.
One way I would see it is that if we want to see increased engagement, it has to do with the appetite of the people of God, and how much they long for the Word of God. That longing is the work of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And so when we pray for revival, that is our contribution to see the Holy Spirit work in the hearts of millions of people in this country,
yes.
as well as around the nations of the earth. So awakening their desire for the Word of God. Is
yes.
there something else that you see in terms of the impetus prayer could bring in terms of enhancing even that engagement?
Mm-hmm.
Because we talked about translation just
mm-hmm.
now, but I know your passion is also around getting more people into the Word itself.
Yeah, so they are directly related, Daniel. If you think about the engagement of Scripture and prayer as the two primary relationship tools we have for relating to the Father, our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit is a living relationship. He's inside of us. And we need to be more intentional in our relationship to actually relate to Him, to speak to Him, which is prayer, to hear from Him, which is through His Word.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are our vehicles actually for a living relationship. When we say, as a believer, if we say we don't have time for Scripture and we don't have time for prayer, what we're saying is we're too busy for our relationship with the one who made us, the one who saved us and redeemed us. And now He did all those things, and now we're too busy to have a relationship with Him. So that's ridiculous. If I were to get married, and you see the wedding ring on my
yes,
hand,
yes.
if I were to get married and then say, I'm too busy for my wife,
yes.
I'm not going home tonight.
We have no time to talk.
What kind of a marriage would that be?
Yeah, that's
I don't have time to talk to her. I'm too busy. Now I'm married, but I'm too busy for her. That would be a divorce.
Yes.
And so I don't want to be a Christian who gets saved and then be divorced from the one who saved me.
Right.
And the Word of God and prayer are intricately related, that my relationship would be living with the one who saved me.
Remarkable. I know that the American Bible Society is working and praying and believing that God will revitalize 100 million people
yes.
in America
yes.
to engage the Word of God on a regular basis.
And that's going to come, like you said, that's going to come from hearts that are desirous, Spirit-led desire for that relationship. Trauma or tragedy in our country could drive us to the cross.
Yes.
I don't want our nation to have a crisis for those 100 million people. I would love for the 100 million to come to the Lord because they
by
love
desire.
Him. By desire rather than through crisis. But I believe the Lord will use whatever He needs to use to get His children into a relationship. And I can see the trajectory of our nation that if there's not a spiritual change of direction, we are headed towards crisis. And if that's what the Lord uses, I believe we will see 100 million people on their knees in prayer and in the Word in my lifetime by the year 2026.
Wonderful. And I want to challenge our audience, if you're listening, You know, this is a real faith goal, and we are going for it 100%, whether we are prayer movement or word mm-hmm. movement people. We believe that God wants to do this in America, mm-hmm. in our generation. Mm-hmm. You heard Dr. Peterson say, 2026, I want to invite you to join American Bible Society to pray and contend for God to move in America in such a way that 100 million people in America will engage and love the scripture and practice the scripture in a transformative way, and that you and your family will be among those that will burn and shine for the truth of the scripture, and you will be an advocate, a messenger for the gospel. I want to invite Dr. Peterson to pray for us that this will happen in our generation. Can you imagine 100 million people in America that love the Holy Bible and live and walk out the principle of the truth? This will be a different country.
Justice, love, hope, unity, all the gifts of the Spirit will flow through people who are filled with His Word. I'd be happy to pray. Lord Jesus, I pray for our listeners today, and I pray that you would infuse in them that commitment, that desire, that passion, that perseverance to be in your word every day until they see and experience the fruit that's there from a living relationship with you. Lord, change their hearts, their priorities, work in the midst of all that they have happening in their lives to create time and space for a relationship with you. I pray that their prayer lives would be infused by your word. I pray that their disciplines and their walk with you would be strengthened by your word, and that even these brief minutes today in conversation would be life-changing for them.
Yes.
Your blessing upon them, Lord, and on their families, and on their work, their church, and their ministry. In Jesus' name,
amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you for listening to the podcast with Dr. Roy Peterson. Stay tuned for our next podcast.